Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt, your host once again for this weekly conversation about people in the performing arts. Today we'll be talking about the company RKP Productions and their latest offering, which are 2 one-act plays, The Phone, written by Dick Reichman, and The Child Behind the Eyes, written by Nava Simmel. Simmel, is that how you pronounce her name?
I believe so.
Okay. And I'm just now talking to Vivian Melody, who is the director of The Child Behind the Eyes. We'll be talking about that show. Welcome to the show, Vivian.
Thank you.
You're an actor. You're a director. Are you a playwright? Everybody in Anchorage is a playwright, too,
I actually have written a play years ago.
Too.
I was commissioned by Out North for one of their under 30 projects. Oh, probably in 94. I don't know, 90-something.
Right?
Something.
And this show is being done at Out North, opening tonight, I believe, and running through September the 25th, Fridays and Saturday nights. We also have on the show Dick Reichman. Now, that name sounds familiar. You were listening last week. He was also on the show for another of his plays being produced, The Ticket, being done at Cyrano's. Well, his show, The Phone, is opening tonight at Out North. Welcome to the show, Dick.
Thank you very much for having me back.
Yes, thank you for coming back. And Dick also is one of the, he is the R in RKP Productions, Dick Reichman.
The Conspiracy.
The Conspiracy, Audrey and Bruce Kelly, and then Bob Pond is the P in that name. We also have Bernie Blaine, who was a favorite actor among audiences in Anchorage, and she's also written plays. I know. I've seen her plays.
I've directed plays.
Directed plays.
But not written one.
Oh, I thought I'd seen a play you'd written over at the conference in Valdez before. But maybe I've just seen you act in so many plays over there. That's why I'm thinking about that. Bernie is acting in the play The Phone. So we have an actor, director, playwright, director, producer. We have everybody here. So welcome to the show.
Thank you
for having us.
Well, listen, enough of me talking. Dick, let's talk a little bit about just RKP. Give us a baseline of what RKP is and kind of what you're doing, the philosophy of the company. I know you've been doing some more shows that are not often done around here. And these shows, of course, have not been done.
The mission of RKP is to lose money.
And you're doing a good job.
Yeah, we are doing very, very well. Our whole goal, actually, is to do stuff that theaters economically don't want to do. Serious work, heavy work, stuff that somebody has a great enthusiasm about. You know, Nava came to us with this wonderful play and this huge enthusiasm to do this script by Nina Semmel. And so you have this wonderful actress, and we found a director to work with her. That's exactly the kind of thing. This is not a very commercial project or one-woman show about semi-tragic. But basically, you know, we want to do a cheap production of some serious work and get away with it. We're not a 501c3. We don't have to count to anybody. We just put pocket money into it and create an artistic event that otherwise wouldn't happen.
And the play you're referring to that Nava Saracino has Saracino. Brought to you.
Yeah.
Many people remember Nava as from The Syringa Tree.
The Syringa Tree, yeah.
Another one-woman play. And
so we know she can hold the stage with a one-woman show, no doubt about that.
And Vivian, you're directing this play, The Child Behind the Eyes.
Yes.
Tell us about that one-woman play that Dick talked about just now.
Well, ironically, we have two Navas associated with this show. So Nava Semmel, the playwright, who is from Israel, wrote this play 30 years ago, more than 30 years ago, 1986, well, about 30 years ago. And she was commissioned by an actress, also from Israel, who has a son who was born with Down syndrome. And she wanted to tell her story. So Nava Semmel met the son and wrote this incredible piece of work. It's very poetic. What resonates with me, and I'm sure it resonated with Nava Saracino when she read the script, was the love and the support of the family. It's you hear the deepest thoughts of a mother when she's reliving the memory of his birth, which was 30 years ago, probably not handled so well by the doctors who encouraged her to get rid of the child, get rid of the problem, institutionalize him, tell people that the child was born dead. So you have this journey of this mother throughout the hour-long show, but it ends with a beautiful image and hope, and along with the play, there's incredible music that was composed by a friend and composer, Crystal Verart. She did the sound design for the show, and we're pretty excited about about presenting this in Anchorage.
And one more thing, you have been in contact with the playwright, haven't
Yes,
you?
We have.
What kind of conversations have you had with Nava, the playwright?
Oh, she is very in touch with how incredibly beautifully the son really taught the family about love, and how and really how you see his world through his eyes. And I think it's greatly displayed in the way that Nava Saraceno takes on the roles of the family members, and you know, very believably and astutely takes on the roles. And you hear from the grandmother, who was very important in the son's life and her life. You hear from the little sister, actually the older sister, who defends her brother when he gets bullied by children in the neighborhood. You hear from the husband, who has this recurring theme of him going out for a jog. You know, he jogs when he's stressed. He's always running. So there's something underlying in that as well. These characters are fictional, but based on the life story of Asi Eshed, who was the actress that commissioned Nava Simmel to mm-hmm. do the show.
So this show is somewhat similar to the Syringa Tree in that the one actor plays all these different roles.
Yes.
Nava can do it, we know that.
Yes, she can.
Dick, I want to get to Bernie through you. Bernie's an actor who's playing a part in your play. Introduce her by telling us about your play.
Well, the play is a take on the old myth of Orpheus and Eurydice. If you'll remember, they were lovers, Orpheus and Eurydice. Eurydice ended up in hell. Orpheus went down to hell to save her, started bringing her up the long tunnel back to life and earth. But he looked at her, and looking at her caused her to go back down to hell. This is a play about a daughter, an elderly daughter, taking care of her older mother, who is in a home and is suffering from dementia. And the mother is the Eurydice character. She is in hell. She longs to be saved from hell. The daughter decides to go and bring her out of the home and take her home with her and resolve all of the pain. But in pulling her up, she has a look at her and decides not to take her home.
We're talking about the play The Phone, written by Dick Reichman, and with Bernie Blaine here, who's playing an actor in the show. Also, we're talking with Vivian Melody, who is the director for The Child Behind the Eyes, both plays opening at Outdoor Theater tonight and running through September the 25th. Bernie, tell us about your character then.
I play the part of the mother who is in a nursing home. I've found it really challenging to memorize lines of a woman who's losing her memory. But also, I've realized how many of my friends have been touched in their own family by Alzheimer's, and so that's been very touching for me. It's been an emotional play for me. I don't leave it behind when I go home. And I wake up in the middle of the night thinking about it. And I think it's important. And the beautiful way that the Orpheus and Eurydice myth blends together is lovely for me.
Is there any direct reference to the myth, or is it just something that is we know because you've told us about it?
Well, the mother had either fantasies or did have a short operatic career, and her most famous role was that of Eurydice. And so she tells the myth twice, actually, once the way it is in the myth and once the way she wishes it to be. And so you get the interweaving all the way through.
Interesting. So, Dick, Jane Baird is playing the other part, right?
Yeah. And let me just say, this play is a little one act, but it is an emotional mountain. It is a huge emotional event. And I must just say that Bernie and Jane have actually met the challenge of going this huge emotional range in the short confines of a one act play. I was blessed to find people who can go that far.
And the one-act play format is something which there are you know, thousands, millions of one-act plays out there that don't get produced. It's so nice to see that a theater company...
A dozen.
Exactly. Yeah. It's so nice to see that a theater company is doing one-act plays. Maybe, Vivian, maybe talk about how different is it to direct a one-act play than, say, a full-length play?
Well, my experience last year at Cyrano's was doing a musical with seven women in it. So it's a lot more time. But Nava and I actually have crossed paths in other work as actors, but we've never worked together in a show until now. She's just been a delight to work with. She takes direction well, but she also contributes to the process. And so to me, it was, it's still a lot of work because we have this interweaving with the music and the sound design as well. So when I was finished with the actress, then I would spend hours in the studio with the composer as well. And we, you know, we really massaged the script quite well and our ideas. And besides working a full-time job and then doing this in my free time, my husband, I think, is suffering the most.
But you're getting so well paid by RKP. It's worth it, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
RKP, they pay their help well.
Well,
we haven't even bought her dinner yet.
I might add, though, before we mounted this show this weekend in Anchorage, we actually, Nava applied for the Victoria Fringe in British Columbia, and she was accepted. And so we actually had to have this show ready to go for Victoria last month.
Oh, so you're taking the show to Victoria?
We've been there and back.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Got a whole bunch of performances down there.
Yeah, she did six performances, Victoria.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. It was exciting.
And Dick, any more plans for the phone?
And I don't know. It's actually a bit of a surprise. You know, Bob Pond asked me at one point, "Do I have anything for older actresses?" And I pulled it out. It is not a new script. Of course, I was very mature when I wrote it way back then. So I was kind of surprised to pull it out and say, "Oh, I like this." And I gave it to him, and he liked it enough to do it. So it's kind of like a gift, a little one-act play that I knew it was there, but I didn't know it was that I liked it.
Vivian talked about the music that is in their show, and I want to mention that that we have Christine Reichman playing the flute at the beginning of the play from the opera.
From Orpheus and Eurydice.
and it's lovely.
So music with both shows, intense acting, and intense... I hate to ask this question because you don't want to ask this question. Is it... Both shows are pretty heavy, or is that a fair assessment to say?
Well, I think that the phone is guilty of being heavier than the the child behind the eyes. But neither one is a comedy. It's not a you're not going to laugh a lot.
But this is right in line with RKP Productions wanting to challenge the audience.
This is serious theater,
and this is exciting theater. Well, I want to thank my guests today: Bernie Blaine, being an actor in The Phone; Dick Reichman, playwright for The Phone, also producer for RKP Productions; Vivian Melde, who is the director for The Child Behind the Eyes. These two shows, The Phone, The Child Behind the Eyes, opening tonight at Out North Theater and performing until September the 25th. Thanks a lot for being on the show, guys.
Thank you.
Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.